To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hey, news listeners, welcome to your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. It is the 18th of April, 2022. Got some of the best technology news that's been going on over the past few days, and of course the weekend too, and we'll get you caught up on it now in about 5 minutes. Is Tesla the new Apple? No, they're not going to start making computers and phones, but what they're going to start doing is not giving people chargers. That's right, Tesla has stopped including its mobile connector with new car purchases. And instead, you'll have to buy it separately at the lovely price of $200. Now, the mobile connector bundle, that's the adapter that allows drivers to charge their cars from a standard 110 outlet. And of course, there's other adapters available to purchase separately too. Now, Mr. Musk, he's the one that actually tweeted this out himself, saying that the mobile connector is not needed if you have a Tesla wall connector, and based on feedback that they received, they're going to drop the mobile connector price to $200 and make it easy to order with the car. Now, I'm sure most Tesla owners out there already know the Gen 2 mobile connector. It's $275, meaning it's $75 less. However, though, as of the time of recording of this show, yeah, it's still at $275 on Tesla's website. Now, remember, it was a holiday weekend. Maybe something will get done today. Well, kind of staying with Musk news, Twitter's edit button. Well, we're starting to get a little bit more info about that thing. How much of an edit button really is it? It looks like Twitter's approach to an edit tweet will be, instead of mutating the tweet within the same text, same ID, it recreates a new tweet with the amended content, along with the list of the old tweet prior to the edit. Huh. Yeah, this doesn't sound like an edit button at all, does it? Now, according to Jane Wong, we don't know if this will actually appear to users such as you and I, but this is how it's looking right now on the back end of Twitter. However, though, most people are now speculating that the upcoming edit feature may actually just completely keep track of your tweet history, meaning it will preserve all the previous versions of that tweet. Sure, it would be a way to address the concerns over potential abuse of the platform. At the same time, though, yeah, that misspelling will always be misspelled, no matter how many times you quote-unquote edit it. Again, no confirmation whatsoever regarding this from Twitter itself. Maybe we'll get some clarification in the next few days. Ads, don't you just love them? Yeah, I don't either. But if you're on the free tier plan of pretty much anything now, you're stuck with them, especially YouTube. Well, now it also might be your Xbox gameplay, because it looks like Microsoft wants to bring ads to free-to-play Xbox games. Yeah, they're currently working on a program that will let brands showcase advertisements within free-to-play Xbox games, at least according to the folks over the Insider. According to their sources, it wouldn't disrupt gameplay, but may appear, say, like on a billboard in a racing game. Although that's just one way of displaying ads. Other speculation is being they'll show up as avatar skins or as videos inside game lobbies. Apparently, however, though, it won't be for data collection purposes, at least according to Microsoft. They say they won't use its data it collects from Bing and other services for targeted ads on Xbox. It will be purely used, generating extra revenue for the free platform from willing advertisers. Finally, staying with Microsoft news. All right, you really got to think about this one. How many people do you know that are actually using Windows 11 right now? I don't know anybody. And you yourself, you might be in the same boat as me. In fact, and this is kind of scary, XP seems to have more users than Windows 11. In a new survey out there from the people over at Landsweeper, Windows 11 adoption is so low, it's less popular than the 20-year-old Windows XP operating system. Now, apparently Landsweeper, with its own software products, scanned about 10 million Windows devices, and this was to see what OS people were running. Windows 10, well, it was the dominant force out there, 80.34%, followed by Windows XP, 1.71%. Windows 11, yeah, sitting at the back, 1.44%. Now, this is just one survey, and it definitely isn't scientific, but I'm sure it will be one survey that Microsoft won't let go unnoticed. Maybe that's why we've been seeing so much pressure lately to get our butt moved up one extra number. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find everything that's happening at the British Tech Network, including all of our shows, at britishtechnetwork.com. The latest episodes of The Mac and Big Show are up for your listening enjoyment. And don't forget to check out other great podcasts over there, including The Photo Show as well. Follow us on our social media destinations, Facebook at British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech, and the BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show. We'll be back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday. Let's get this week started out right. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the news show.